Middletown's police chief started leading the department at the end of what some in the community called a violent summer. Now Chief Earl Nelson says he wants to change the way people view the city. This is Cincinnati Edition on WVXU. I'm Lucy May. Chief Nelson joins me now to talk about his priorities for the Middletown Police Department. Welcome to the program, Chief. It's great to have you here.
Thank you for having me, and good afternoon to you.
Thank you. So you worked for the Middletown Police Department, I know, for a number of years before getting the top job. Tell us briefly about your history with the department.
Middletown Police Department is the only police department I've ever worked for. Basically, I started off as a patrolman right out of the police academy. Worked my way up through the ranks, doing specialty assignments in a narcotics section. And then as a got promoted to a supervisor in 2017, and then worked my way through the ranks there, where my last assignment, I was the sergeant in charge of the detective section here at the police department.
Yeah. So working your way up the ranks, taking on more and more responsibility all the time, what made you compelled to apply for the job as chief? What made you want the top job?
So around about 2015, I think I had one officer of the year for the city of Middletown Police Department and Butler County. And there's another supervisor that came to me and said, I can do more. And I never thought about that way, because really the only thing I wanted to do in my law enforcement career was be a street officer. It never dawned upon me to want to proceed any further than that, because I know it sounds cliche, but really all I want to do is help people. But he saw more in me, and he kind of urged me to take the next step into leadership in the police department. And from there, you know, I got the urge to want to keep climbing higher, and that's what I did.
Yeah. What was your top priority once you became police chief?
I guess top priority was to increase our staffing. Middletown is a growing city. We have been working at a lower staffing level than what we should be. So the goal was to be able to put more officers on the streets so that, you know, there's a proper relief factor for officers.
I see. And as I mentioned at the very beginning of our interview, Middletown had several high-profile incidents of gun violence last summer. How have you tackled that problem as chief?
Well, it was a collective effort by the entire police department. As you know, we did experience a lot of gun violence last summer, and we knew who those individuals were, but the original approach we were taking, we weren't getting very much cooperation from our witnesses due to, you know, the fear of retaliation. So we had to look at it a different way and go from a different angle to help curb that violence.
Can you talk to me a little bit more about that? Because I know that fear of retaliation is something that I hear so often in Cincinnati and other communities. I mean, that's a real fear for people.
It is. Because of the, I won't say due to the court process taking so long, but the court process can be a lengthy process, and we can't provide them with protection 24/7. So whenever we do have a victim or a witness who wants to come forward, it can be difficult at times convincing them that it is worth it to testify to get those people off the street. Because again, the court process can, it can be a lengthy process at times, but that's the fear, because there is that time that people can retaliate against them for testifying.
Sure. I imagine it really takes building trust with the community to encourage people to do that and to have them follow through.
It does. And we were looking for a small portion of people to help us show other people that it's okay to testify against those who have committed crimes in the city of Middletown. But again, it takes time to do that.
Yeah. We're talking with Middletown Police Chief Earl Nelson about his priorities as chief. Do you have questions or comments? Give us a call at 513-419-7100, or you can email talk@wvxu.org. You've said, this is something I also kind of mentioned at the top of our conversation, you've said you really want to change the narrative about Middletown, that some people have the wrong idea about the city. You've obviously worked there for many years in law enforcement. You know the community well. How do you see Middletown?
Middletown is a caring city. I was just talking to one of our interns here who just started. Like, what most people don't know about the city of Middletown is that you can, anywhere you turn and ask for help, you will get help from someone in Middletown. And it is such a caring city that we have people coming from all over to get that kind of help that they can't get in their own communities. So when I say we want to change the narrative, is that we want everyone to see the good side of Middletown, not just the bad things or the crimes that are reported on by news agencies.
Sure. And how have you been working to do that when you really want to help people see the Middletown that you see? What has that involved for you in this position as police chief?
So, again, that's another two-pronged approach. One of the things that we're going to start to do and is publish or show more of the good stuff that we do around the city, you know, the events that we host, and just the other side of Middletown that no one ever sees unless you live or work here.
Tell me more about those events that you have and how those work to kind of build those relationships.
And so I know our police department puts on several events throughout the year, events such as Casting with the Cop, our Jeep and Eats, which was started by some employees who are big Jeep fanatics, where they have Jeep groups where they come in and they just display their Jeeps and with food trucks, and people walk around and enjoy the sights of the Jeeps. Our National Night Out is probably one of the biggest national night outs in the area, which is held the first Tuesday in August every year. I think it was estimated last year we had about 5,000 people visit our National Night Out. Just those events. And then just continue to build up on those events and come up with new events so just people who can see that a police department here in Middletown is not just for enforcement, but it is for helping people in general.
Yeah. You mentioned that one of your priorities, or your top priority, I guess, as chief was staffing. How many sworn officers does your department have now, and do you have any openings you're still trying to fill?
We do. So council was generous enough to give us additional staffing for our 2025 budget. So we are budgeted for 88, and we are 10 short right now. So we have 10 additional spots to fill in our patrol division. Our jail staff and our dispatch staff are at, we're full staffing on those parts. So the only place we have left to fill is our patrol staffing.
How tough is it to find people to fill those positions these days? Is that a challenge?
It is. The market is pretty tough right now to get those best ones. As you know, that becoming a police officer or getting hired as a police officer is not an easy process. It is a lengthy process that comes with different levels of checks and balances to make sure we get the right person in that position. However, we have a really good recruiting team that is filling those vacancies as we get them.
What's the recruiting team? What's the secret to their success? Are they looking in places that maybe the city hasn't looked before?
Oh, they're really good at selling. They're really good at selling the Middletown Police Department, which isn't hard to do because we have a lot of good police officer employees here, but they're really good at it. And they convince, you know, the applicants who may be in the fence with another agency to come here.
Yeah. Talk to with us about what kind of changes have you made with patrols and beats? Were there things that you kind of rearranged as chief when you got that top job?
We are. Once we get to a certain level of staffing, we are going to add additional beats or areas of coverage for officers on the street to our beat plan. Right now, we've been operating on the same beat plan for same amount of time I've been here, which is 19 years. Middletown is growing, so we need to expand our coverage throughout the entire city so everyone gets the proper coverage throughout the city.
I see. And that, but doing that, it sounds like it's really a matter of getting those other positions filled.
Yes. So right now we have 6 officers in the field training program. So we have 6 plus another 10 to hire. So our training officers are going to be real busy this summer. They're busy right now. They're going to continue to be busy until we get those officers trained. So we're looking to implement that new beat plan around about the 1st of May. So our citizens can look to see more officers out on the street and more cars out on the street come first week of May.
And what kind of impact do you expect that to have more officers on the street, to kind of change the way these beats and patrols work with the additional staffing?
Yeah, so as you know, the biggest deterrent of crime is visible patrol. So if we have police cars out there driving around and people are seeing those police cars driving around and they turn the corner and they see a car or a cruiser driving on the street, hopefully that will curb the violence or curb the crime just as easily as doing a traffic stop.
I see. And what have the citizens said about that? Do they seem to welcome the idea of having more patrols, more visible officers out there?
That was our biggest complaint, is that they don't see an officer or, you know, lack of traffic enforcement due to our heavy call volume.
Oh, I see. Because the officers are so busy doing other things, they can't be focusing on traffic enforcement. That was a concern that you heard?
Correct.
I see. Okay. We were talking about these events that the city has throughout the year and how popular they are. How do you feel like those events are helping to build connections with the community? And you know, how have you seen in your career at Middletown, how important are those kinds of connections to just policing and Middletown as a city?
It's really important. We want our officers and all our employees to be really approachable. We don't want people to be afraid to come up and really just have a conversation with us. The easiest way to get information from somebody about something going on in a particular neighborhood is to just be approachable so that, you know, our citizens and our communities feels really comfortable around us.
Yeah.
Those events help that. We go out and we walk around and we talk to people. Again, with a smile on your face. Appearance is everything to us. So we like to have that good relationship with our community, and I think that we do.
And do you think those connections and those relationships can help make the city a safer, you know, better place to be?
It is, and it does. Again, I give a lot of credit to our officers. We had an incident yesterday, and due to our relationship with the community, we were able to get that information solved, or get that information to solve that case within a matter of hours.
Wow, a matter of hours. That sounds that's impressive. Is that a big change from the past?
No, it's just something we've been working on for a while now with our community. We're a little different here, in Middletown when it comes to our relationship with our community. Our goal is, again, it's been that way for a while, and we'll continue to push that way, is to be, be approachable so that people will come out and talk to you. Get out of your car, talk to, people in your neighborhood that you're working, wave at people, all the little things that make us seem human. I know it's kind of hard to do that at times, but we are human beings, so we want to give off the same effect that people give us.
Yeah. How much collaboration does your department do with other local law enforcement agencies? Do you find, some of these problems that result in crimes, I imagine those cross city lines, do you end up collaborating a lot with other departments?
We do. One of the most recent ones that we did was, I don't know if you saw the reports we had about drag racing here in the city that become a huge problem, or one of the focus of the complaints to us. We work closely with Ohio State Highway Patrol to help curb that issue for a little bit, and that helped us out a lot. We work closely with Warren County, all the agencies in Butler County. As you know, 75% of the city sits in Butler County and 25% of the city sits in Warren County. So we have a lot of agencies we have to collaborate with to make Middletown safe.
Yeah. Well, that's a lot to juggle as police chief. You know, I know you've been the chief for a while now. You got this appointment last year. And I, reading coverage about that appointment, I could see that there was a picture of your mother, and she just looked so proud and touched. What has it meant to you? You know, you mentioned that initially your whole goal was to be a police officer, and you love that job and you know, being a beat cop, so to speak. What has it meant to your family to see you rise to this level in this position?
Well, I didn't know how much it meant to them until, they showed up to my swearing in, which I didn't think not too many people were going to, because I live originally from Maysville, Kentucky, which is a little distance away from here. But again, you know, my mom's a single mom, or she was a single mom. She raised four boys. So, you know, we didn't rise to that level of superstar to where we get paid a whole lot of money. So I couldn't repay her financially. So the only thing I felt that I could do was to make her proud, with, you know, recognizing the hard work and everything she sacrificed to raise my brothers and I. The only way I could repay her was just being a really good person and making her proud so she can go back to, you know, our hometown and tell everybody where her sons are done.
Well, it looks like you achieved that goal too. Well, Chief, thank you so much. It's been such a pleasure to talk with you. I've been talking with Middletown Police Chief Earl Nelson. Thank you so much for your time today, Chief. I hope the rest of your day goes smoothly.
Thank you.
Up next, do you need a distraction from the news? We'll talk about the allure of board games. This is Cincinnati Edition.